Hello, everybody. I'm Lori Jo Vest, and we are here with another episode of Rev and Reach, the podcast from PopSpeed Digital Marketing, LLC, where we pull back the curtain, talk about what we do for our clients that get some results. With me is Kylie Metcalf. Kylie is our social media lead. Say hi, Kylie.
Hey, everybody.
And I think this is the first episode we've actually recorded that we're going to actually run since Kylie got back from maternity leave.
It is. We've tried to record before and it didn't go so well. So now we're officially back.
Exactly. It is hilarious to, having had my son, 27 years ago, to watch Kylie, baby was born at the end of August, right? End of August. Be the mom that we all knew she could be. And also work at the same time while she figures it out, because baby's home, Kylie's home, Kylie's remote, and it is not easy, right?
No, yeah, definitely not easy. I talked a big game about it, like, oh, I work from home and my job's super flexible. I'll be fine. We're fine, but fine is about what it is, right? So we're getting through, so we're figuring it out, but we'll get there. We'll definitely get there.
Yeah. She's back part-time for now. Mm-hmm. And I told her I actually worked part-time until my son was in kindergarten, because it just, you don't want to miss that extra day if you mm-hmm. can get away with it. So we'll see what happens on her childcare and how that all comes together. So anyway, today we are going to talk about video. I think we've talked about it before, but not in the same context that we're going to cover today. People are really, really tired of AI slop. They are overwhelmed with promotional stuff that comes through their feeds. And there is a reason that video is so popular right now. And what we hope to do with this episode is save you from wasted time, awkward content, and that spin of trying to figure out what you're going to post. Video still wins in 2026. Platforms still prioritize it. Video is what you could call a trust shortcut in a crowded AI-heavy social media ecosystem. Right now, a lot of brands are using AI. A lot of individuals are using AI. A lot of us think we can still tell when people are using it for visuals. It's getting to the point where pretty soon we won't be able to tell. And that's why video is going to be so important. And more than anything else, it's going to involve real people talking to the camera, sharing their stories, and the more authentic, the better, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think AI is a really, really key example of why video is going to stay as relevant as it has been. I think, Lori, you'd agree that video really, really, really took social media marketing by storm with the launch of TikTok. It was good before to be mixed in there. Yeah. And now it's everything. Now, if you're not incorporating video, you're so behind the curve. And AI kind of in the last, I would say, year or so, becoming as prevalent in our industry as it has. And exactly what Lori said. I mean, there's AI generated photo now, even some videos where it's like you got to really, really have a good eye to be able to tell the difference. Yeah. And you can look in the comment section on something that's, you know, to us very obviously AI on social media and see a bunch of people that look at it like it's fact, right? And it's scary. It's definitely scary. So I think, you know, we've always been of the mindset that, you know, real people get results and people trust people more than just promotions or now AI. And video pretty soon here is gonna continue to set itself apart as the most trusted form of content in just purely the sense that it's a lot harder to AI generate a really solid video than it is, you know, a talking head or an impact story or something like this, where, you know, Lori and I are just sitting here having a conversation. That's significantly more authentic than creating something through AI and then expecting your audience to trust it.
Yeah. And I think I would say that at this point, people have somewhat of an aversion to the amount of slop that's out there. Mm-hmm. And what makes me laugh is that people think I can't do a video because I don't have all the lighting, I don't have the right microphone, I don't have a studio, I don't know what to say. And the reality is, you don't have to be polished. You just have to be clear about what it is you're going to express and what it is you're talking about. You don't need a studio. You need some good lighting and a really strong point. And you already know what to say. How many times, Kylie, do we sit in meetings with clients and they tell us on, a Zoom call, things about what they do or their product or their brand? And I'm like, oh, that could have been a video for social.
Well, it's yeah,
Right?
exactly. I mean, there's so many times where, we work with us, I would say, especially in our nonprofit sector, we've also worked with many clients in the past who, are launching a business and things of that nature. And the way that they speak about what it is that they're doing with so much passion and expertise and
Yeah.
credibility and authority, we'll sit
Yep.
there and just kind of not necessarily be kicking ourselves, because with a lot of our clients, we can get them to sit down in a forum like this. And get them to kind of repeat themselves and have that same sort of authentic conversation that translates into a really solid video for social. But sometimes people are a little scared to be in front of the camera and, oh, is this really going to work? Because we should hire a video team and we should do this. And honestly, polished isn't better. Commercialized is not better for social. So yeah, I countless times have sat in meetings, heard, program directors or founders or CEOs or, even just people on a marketing team say things about the product, the service, the organization, whoever it is that we're working with. And we're like, okay, that should be on social. That needs to be on social, and
Yes.
you need to be the one to say it, right?
Exactly. And people, what I find too is people sometimes think they don't have anything to say. And I think that's just hilarious because what, as social media people, which is what I would consider, we're not just specialists, we're social media people. We are used to constantly coming at the same information in several different ways. So if you think you don't have anything to say, consider these sources. What questions do your customers and clients ask you? Answer them. Answer them on video. When you are doing a, having a staff meeting and a topic comes up that's interesting and is a differentiator from, with your brand or your company over your competition, get on video and talk about that. If you have ideas for a particular industry or client, that client type that you think, things that they could do better or that they should know or five things they could do right now, those make amazing videos because everyone's looking for solutions, everyone's looking for answers. And if you show up as the authority by having video content, having a podcast, having a YouTube channel with lots of really good information, you will stand out and you do have things to say. And honestly, I think you could spend 10 minutes on a call with me and Kylie, and we could get you topics for 10 videos like that, because we're in that mindset, right? So let's talk about how to make video sustainable because it can be exhausting. I mean, shooting, editing, shooting, editing, shooting, editing, posting. I mean, there's so many things that go into it. What do you think, Kylie, is the most efficient way to use video?
I think that A, it's important to keep in mind that just because, video, we'll always say video is queen, just because that's the case doesn't mean that all of your content needs to be video, right? Like, it's still important on Instagram to have some carousels in there and some sliders. Solid still imagery when it's people focused still does really well. Smiling faces still outperform, any type of graphic content or things like that. But just looking at video and your approach as not something that needs to be overwhelming. It's not like you need to be posting 7 times a week, all video, and do that constantly for it to be successful or deliver that ROI. So keeping it manageable and in a system that works for your organization, your brand, whatever the case may be. I also think looking at it from a lens that it can be repurposed nearly everywhere is really important. That's one of the best things I think about video, is that it's easier, in my opinion, to repurpose that sort of asset material across platforms, right? So you'll hear us say all the time that you're not going to always be posting the same things on LinkedIn as you are on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, you know, across all channels. But when that's not a branded graphic, or it's not, you know, just a picture of some people behind the brand, some of your staff or team members, it's much more customizable. And that one video is going to get you content on all of your channels. So I think looking at it, the first and foremost, there's a million things we could say on this topic, but the first thing
Yeah,
I
there
think
is.
is to realize that it is manageable. Whether that's, you know, you need to hire out an agency to do the editing, or, you know, you have one person internally that can get it done, it's worth whatever the investment is, in the sense that it's repurposable and it's not going to be your only kind of asset material, right? It's
Right.
accompanying everything else that you're already doing.
Exactly. And I love what you said about one video can be made into several different pieces of content. And here's what I would say. There's a video that's done about a topic. You then take that transcript and you turn it into a blog. Then you take that video and you post it on YouTube, and you take that video and cut it down into clips and post it on YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. They all have Reels functionality now, essentially, stories, Reels, whatever you want to call it. They all have some type of a feed of short video clips that people sit and scroll through. It's amazing. And if you're on YouTube, you'll notice that your YouTube videos, your standard videos, don't get as much play as your shorts. Your shorts can get 1,000 views, while your regular video that you pulled those shorts from maybe gets 100. So, it's really interesting how those work. So you want to take advantage of the ability to cut down a longer video to clips that you can use in multiple locations. And what we're seeing work right now is short, confident videos with a perspective. Like, what is a opinion or a thought? A strong point of view that's meaningful to the audience. Captioning, we'd love to caption it. Be careful of the typos. Typos will drive you nuts. As much direct eye contact as you can have into the camera, not to the screen or the other people in the room. A lot of times that can be distracting. And imperfect human delivery beats overproduced every single time, right?
Absolutely. I think that's another thing you'll hear us say really often, is that authentic beats polished consistently. I think what you said, Lori, it's exactly what I was thinking, as you said it, is another kind of way to frame it as a manageable and worthwhile addition to your marketing mix in terms of videos, is the fact that you don't need to look at it as constantly recording these 10 plus minute videos, right? You do it a
Right.
handful of times, like periodically, on various topics, and short form video is significantly better across the board. You know, on what you said about YouTube, it's a great place to house those longer videos, but chopping them down and getting just like the real like meat out of them, and putting those on YouTube Shorts, putting it on TikTok, putting it as an Instagram reel, is going to significantly outperform those longer form videos on every single channel. I think our sweet spot is like 30 to 90 seconds, we advise, like no more than 90 seconds at a time, which realistically, if you think about it, you're doing that once or twice a week. It's not that labor intensive. Do you want to caption it?
No.
Absolutely. But if you figure you're doing a couple of captioning and edits over the course of a single week, and they're 30 to 90 second videos, it's not going to overwhelm you in the way that, oh my gosh, video content seems to overwhelm a lot of the people that we talk to.
Right. And there are tools that we use. We won't get into those because we're not here to necessarily teach you how to do it yourself. We're here to help you understand why it is that this is such critical content. And if you can do it yourself, God bless you. We love that for you. We are here to help people do that too. So I want to close with a couple of really important lines. It is not about being good on camera. If you're good in a conversation, you can be good on camera. If you're passionate about what you do, you can be good on camera. I have actually seen, I go to a lot of workshops and webinars and things. And there was a guy on one that, oh my goodness, he must have been the most introverted of introverts. And he was quiet and his graphics were not great. What he conveyed was amazing, and he had like 150 people watching his LinkedIn live, and it was really great, valuable content. He was not perfect. He was not polished. He was helpful. He was real. And that is what you need to be, helpful and real. And if people see you as a human being, they're more likely to trust you than they are just a company name or a still image. So keep those things in mind. So that's what we've got for you on this episode. Thank you so much for joining us. And we will be back soon with some more helpful, useful information about digital marketing and how you can get more ROI from your digital marketing spend. So if you're watching us on any platform or listening on a podcast platform, do us a favor, hit that like and subscribe button for us so that we can spread the word and get this kind of information out to more people. We appreciate you, and we will see you again soon.
Bye, everybody.